Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A couple minutes we're going to get to later this hour. A ram that poked the bear. You're going to want to hear what this guy said. Jared Verse, ripping Eagles fans. We'll get to a great matchup coming up. Somebody's going to decide this. And more on the Kellen Moore stuff, as he might be interviewing for other jobs right now, including the Cowboys. Guest to take, same game parlay, all to come. 215-592-9494. Confident, nervous. Where do you come down for this game on Sunday? Hugh is confident. Kyle is obviously overconfident. I'm nervous. I have nerves. I'm sweating. I don't feel great. I think the Eagles are going to win, but I think we're going to be biting our nails for 3 hours during this.
You're kind of sick. He said, I'm nervous. I'm sweating.
I'm sweating. I'm nervous.
I don't feel great.
I'm not going to sleep this weekend. Like this is a... I have a lot of nerves, and I'm going to feel this way until this thing is hit zero at 6:30 on Sunday. By the way, speaking of the snow, Hugh, the forecast has changed here. So yesterday when we looked, it said like between 1 and 3 inches, and the snow was really going to kind of hit between 3 and 6, right? Like the bulk of the game. Hugh, this snow is going to start while we're doing the pregame show and countdown to kickoff. And it's going all the way through the game till about 9 o'clock. And now the precipitation total, 4 to 5 inches. I mean, we got a real snow game
wow,
here.
It's about to be real. It's about to get real.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. A snow game on Sunday. 215-592-9494. All right. Part of the reason why I have some nerves is the way I view it is we have the better roster. We have home field. We have the better O-line, all that great stuff. Better running game, obviously. But they've got the better coach and quarterback. And if all things are equal, for one game, I trust their coach and quarterback more than ours. Hugh, if you can only have one coach quarterback combination Sunday, who would you go with?
Coach and quarterback combination.
McVay, Stafford, Hurts, Sirianni.
And so, wait a minute. Let me before I answer this question. Mm-hmm. You mean to have these two people on the team? Like, say if I could take, put it like this, just to simplify. Mm-hmm. I could take Coach McVay and Matthew Stafford and put them on this Eagles team.
Sure, yes. Everything else is equal, yeah.
Why are you asking me the question?
I'm just asking.
Why? What's the purpose of you asking me these questions?
I'm wondering.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm trying to get the truth out of people.
Yeah, I want to know. I mean, I think I know your answer.
So why are you asking?
Okay, well, because not everyone feels the same way.
No, I would say in that scenario, between the two, I would feel more comfortable with that combination.
Well, me too. Super Bowl winners, and
that ain't right though.
What do you mean that ain't right?
That ain't right.
I mean right.
Well, that's just like the reality of the game.
No, it's like we're married to Jalen and Nick right now, and that's just like asking if you had a chance in front of your wife.
We're looking at another man's wife
to ask if you had the opportunity to marry a supermodel. Would you do it while your wife's sitting right there beside you?
Well, I mean, hold on. Jalen and Nick aren't in the room with us. Now they may be listening.
No, but that's Eagle fans. Like they're listening, and we're being real disrespectful.
I don't think we're being disrespectful.
That is disrespectful.
Hold on, it's part of the game. That can we win this game and feel good about it when we have the better team, but not the better coach quarterback? It's part of the game.
Well, see, this is why it's not right, because you're looking at their body of work and you're judging it by that. And that was what, 7 years ago?
No,
something like that.
No, they won the Super Bowl 3 years ago.
I was trying to push it way back.
seven was Doug and Nick. That was 7 years ago.
I was trying to push it way back.
Yeah, you did. You pushed that far away.
I was trying to push it way back. That's just like asking somebody in front of you, like, hey, who you think looks better, your wife or Sidney Crawford in her prime?
I think that's worse to do that.
It's about the same thing.
All right. Well, Kyle, your pick on this?
Well, it's obviously Stafford and McVay, but I don't know if it matters as much as I think we're making it out to be. I do feel like that advantage they have is negated by the bad weather. I don't think the Rams' passing attack is going to be like as prolific as it has been at times throughout the season, just, you know, because of the weather, because of our defense. Also, it doesn't matter all the time. I know we go back to the Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes thing, but we won a Super Bowl with Doug Peterson and Nick Foles versus Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Absolutely.
So, like, you know, while it is a factor, it's not like the number one factor.
So I think that's fair. I think we probably overdo it, right? The roster, home field, the wet. Oh, there's a million things that go into it. It's not just the coach and the quarterback. I will point out this particular weekend, as we get ready for all four of these games, hold on, I'm going to say something. I want to make sure we agree on this. Hugh, I think in all the games but the Eagles game, the better coach-quarterback combination is favored to win. All right, so Kansas City-Houston. Obviously, Andy and Mahomes, right? That's easy. Would you say Campbell and Goff are better than Quinn and Daniels? I would.
Campbell and Goff better than...
Daniels and Quinn. I would say that. Maybe not in
Coach
a year
Quinn.
Or two. I know Quinn's good, but Campbell's been really good.
I can't deny what Coach Quinn has brought to the table. And then we're talking about the body work. Coach Quinn has been to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He has been to a Super Bowl.
But Goff's been to a Super Bowl. Daniels has not yet,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, but Coach Quinn is doing this with a rookie quarterback.
So you'd say that's kind of even?
I would take Coach Quinn.
Okay.
I'm taking Coach Quinn and Daniels in this.
All right, so that one is not – that's more like the Eagles game. All right, Baltimore-Buffalo, which quarterback comment?
I'm taking Lamar. I would
take Lamar and John, too.
Yeah, I'm taking Lamar and John.
So the Eagles are 6.5-point favorites, despite I think most people thinking they don't have the coach quarterback advantage of the game. Can we hear one person that does believe the Eagles do have the coach quarterback advantage of the game? You know this voice. You know this name. His name is Elliot Shore Parks. Here's what he said yesterday, why he thinks the Eagles have the better coach quarterback.
So there's been a lot of talk this week about who would you rather have at quarterback, Jalen Hurts or Matthew Stafford? Who would you rather have a head coach, Nick Sirianni or Sean McVay? But when it comes to the duo, I think there's no question that you take Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts over Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay. So why is that? First, let's just look at the pure resumes of the two. Since 2022, when Jalen is, you know, second year as a starter, when the Eagles really took off as to who they really are right now, Nick Sirianni, more wins than Sean McVay, higher winning percentage than Sean McVay. His offense has ranked in the top 10 all 3 years. Sean McVay's offense has been in the top 10 twice in those 3 years. So when it comes to winning games and to having a better offense, Nick Sirianni has proven that he is better at that. Now let's talk about Jalen Hurts and Matthew Stafford. Since 2022, when Jalen is first like true full year as a starter, take away 2021, 2022, since then, more passing touchdowns, more rushing touchdowns, more passing yards, more rushing yards, fewer interceptions, higher completion percentage, and a higher passer rating.
All right, so Elliot gave his reasons why he would take Sirianni. I mean, Hugh, he left out 2021. That's the year the Rams won the Super Bowl. I mean, that's a big one to leave out.
I mean, I hear what Elliot's saying, man, but I think that most fans, when you think about things like this, you factor in Super Bowl wins.
Of course.
And, I mean, it makes it hard. You know, you want to be loyal to your team, but when you say stuff like that and you see what has happened, you're looking at that and you're projecting because you want that to happen here.
Yeah,
and if you have that quarterback, which we saw go from Detroit to L.A. in one season and get them to the Super Bowl, that's basically what fans hope will happen here.
Has Elliot been hanging around Micah Parsons? If you take away the scoreboard, then it's like if you take away the Rams' best year and the Eagles' worst year, with the duos, then yeah, maybe that will help paint your narrative. But like, I think a pretty convenient benchmark to start at is when both duos first got with each other. That was 2021. That was Sirianni and Hurts' first season together and McVay and Stafford's first season together. So why are we excluding that one?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. The Eagles are favorites on Sunday because they have a better team. The coaching quarterback, the advantage goes to the Rams. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Confident, nervous. What are we feeling here? Big V, Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, come on. Joe, come on. Why are you being so plant-based today? What's going on with you? Look, how many times do I have to tell you if you're scared by a dog?
Well, I mean, I am plant-based. So, like, this is the real me, Big V. Like, I mean,
he is a vegetarian.
Yeah, I'm a plant-based guy, Big V, and it's coming out this
week. Oh, man, suck it up. Look, come on down to my gym. We'll get you some boxing, a little judo, maybe get you some confidence, you know, so you can stop being scared of your shadow.
Oh, I mean, maybe I'll come down one day. I'll do some boxing, sure, Big V. But what does that have to do with the game on Sunday?
What it has to do with the game on Sunday is this. Force equals mass. Times acceleration.
He Googled that.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for math.
We don't
today.
Do math on
yeah,
the show. Well,
this is about football.
Or physics, none of that.
Math is our offensive line. Acceleration is our runner, Saquon Barkley. These guys have sacrificed personal gain and accolades for this moment. These guys have sacrificed all of their lives learning this sport for this moment. It's going to be a game that favors the run. We've got the best, largest offensive line. That's mass. We've got one of the fastest men in the NFL. That's acceleration. That means touchdowns. That means scoring. That means winning. Hold on. And the worst thing that Stafford has to worry about right now is that rocking chair. At 36, he's just one hit away from being retired. Come on, man. And as far as the coaches, you look at the record of our coach versus their coach.
Oh, please.
Nick owns him.
Oh, stop.
He owns him.
Because of two head-to-head games, you think he's a better coach?
I do.
Oh, stop. Big V. McVay has 80 wins and two Super Bowl trips already. He's my age. Come on.
Okay.
Like, he's a great coach.
What's his record against Sirianni?
0-2.
That's what I'm saying.
0-2. I mean, yeah, there's your math.
Okay.
Big V's the best.
We're going to keep that streak going, baby. Mm-hmm. It's going to be that three we were talking about. It's going to be a third loss against Sirianni.
I have a question for you. With the quarterback in the rocking chair, how come he played so much better on Monday night than our quarterback, who's 10 years younger, played in the game the day before?
Well, he's not facing at Monday night. He didn't face the number one defense in the NFL.
Vikings defense is pretty good.
And they're not number one.
Neither are the Packers.
Well, our defense is stingier than a man with four kids and two baby mamas. He ain't getting nothing.
That's a hell of an analogy.
Yeah, Big V's good for one analogy a day that kind of gets you. Big V, are you trying? Is this supposed to make me feel better? The whole math, physics thing? We don't do math on this show. We talked about this.
You do math on the show. You're always going over stats. That's math.
That's true. I guess you got me on that one. Big V, good phone call, buddy. We appreciate it. You know what's funny? I noticed something here. First hour of the show, including Q and Kyle, who's overconfident, and Big V. You know what no one has brought to the table yet? And this is part of the reason why I have some nerves.
Trepidation.
No one's brought our passing game or our quarterback to the table as why we're going to win. It's football.
Well, because I look at it like this. It's not a big of a factor in this game as it will be potentially in the next game.
I agree with that. But I'd like them to do well.
No, and you know what? When you say that, and I think of, well, 15 completions, 15 to 17 is cool. But I look at it, man, listen, I'm running Saquon all day until you prove to me that you're going to stop. We all know going into this game that the L.A. Rams, their biggest worry is Saquon Barkley because he gassed you for 255 yards last time you played.
Yep.
They're going to commit a whole lot of resources to stopping that. Until they show me that they can stop it consistently, I'm going to give them exactly what they think I'm going to give them. I'm going to give it to them until they stop it. And then as the game progresses, then I'll get Jalen involved if I have to. But if my running game is solid and they haven't figured out a chance to stop it, then why change the formula?
I agree with that. I mean, that should be
the formula.
And
not only that, running the ball in a game like this allows you the opportunity to keep everybody healthy. You know what I mean?
And like, it keeps them off the field, too.
Yes, it does, man. It keeps everybody healthy. That's why when we were talking about this whole Jalen thing, and I get it, you know, because he has to play better. I'm not poo-pooing that. I understand how important that is. But if I could run the ball, eat up the clock, keep my guys healthy, minimize the passes that I have to throw, putting the ball in harm's way, then why not do that? And then we can call all next week. I tell you what, we do that this weekend, then all next week we can call and complain about what Jalen didn't do. Just give me that week to complain about it. That's what I want. That's all I need right now.
I like
get me to
that
week so that I can complain about what Jalen didn't do.
All we want is one more week to complain. That's all we're looking for here. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Julio. What's good, Julio? What up, dude?
Hey,
what's
Chuck?
Up, man?
Listen, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I'm not feeling comfortable going into this game. And his quarterback has single-handedly zapped my energy for this divisional matchup. And it's so disgusting how people just try to hide him and say, oh, just run the ball, lean on this offensive line, the defense. I know all those things and why where we're at right now. But he has to make plays for us to win the football game, and it's just so discouraging as a fan. And I don't want to go into this weekend with this energy.
Chuck, wait a minute. I'm going to let you finish up, but just let me interject just for 1 second, brother. This week, how important this week, I'm not talking about Detroit, how important do you feel is it this week for Jalen Hurts to throw for 300 yards against this team?
I don't need 300, Hugh. I just need an efficient passing game, man.
Chuck, with that being said, didn't he give you that last week?
No, he didn't, man. These guys are checking out on him, man. I mean, AJ Brown is checking. These guys are checking out on him, man. It's going to come to head. I'm telling you, I don't want to go into this game. You know, we got a game to play on Sunday. But I tell you, man, we're delaying the inevitable. This guy has to pass the ball better, man. I don't know what you guys are watching. You know, we can't win with this. You know, he just disappears for 2 to 3 quarters.
But we have
and then and all of a sudden, in the fourth quarter, he made the play that we needed him to make. But we didn't. We wouldn't need him to make that play if he would just start earlier. We got everything right now, man. I don't want to waste this year, this defense here, this offensive line, on this and that quarterback. That's what's bothering me, man.
No, I hear you, Chuck. But
quarterback, man.
But Chuck, here's the thing: we're still in this thing, and we have time to get better. But I just look at it like this: I hear everything you're saying, and you're right. Because when we get ready to play the Detroit Lions, that's going to be the case. We're going to probably need him to be. But Chuck, this week
he might need to outdo Jaden Daniels.
It might be. I'm with you with that. I'm with you with that too, Chuck. But here's the thing: this week, I don't think it would be smart. I just don't feel like that would be the smart thing to do, is to try to put the ball in Jalen's hands to win this game when we already know that they can't stop the run. That's all. That's all I'm saying. They can't stop the run.
I'm with you.
We gassed them for 255 yards, Chuck. I understand that your feelings about Jalen, and he does need to play better. I'm not about to sit here and say he's playing great and all that other stuff, but I don't need that Jalen this week. I'm just trying to help you not be stressed out.
I hear you. Listen, I said earlier in the week, Dyke, when you got big old Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, and those guys leaning on you all game, it hurts.
It's a long day. That's a long day, Chuck. I'm trying to tell you, hey, as a guy who's had one of those days, it's a long ass day.
I get that, and that's what I'm leaning on. You know what I mean? But it's going to come a point where, you know, this guy is going. He can't hide him. He can't be Michelle. You know, he has to be Beyonce. You know what I mean? A Destiny's Child at some point. You know what I mean?
Or Kelly.
You can't. All
I had
alone,
a dream. I dated Kelly the other day.
How'd that go?
We dated for a while in my dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dated.
What happened at the end? Your fault?
Yeah, it didn't work out. But we dated for a little while.
All year long, and I'm going to let you get back to your dream, but all year long, we did this guy. You know what I mean? And I just think, you know, I just going into this play, he's zapped my energy as he's
No,
sorry.
I get it.
This,
I respect that.
Play,
well, and Chuck, it's a good.
I
hear you, and I think it's interesting that we are at an hour and 18 minutes into the show, and nobody has told me they think Jalen's going to play well this week. Like, if we acknowledge we have home field, the better roster, and we can lean on it, like this, if Jalen plays really well, they should blow him out. But none of us seem to think that's – or not none of us. A lot of us don't seem to think that variable is going to be added in too.
See, it all depends on what your definition of playing well is. Because and I know this is probably going to irritate everybody when I say this.
What are you about to say?
Jalen played well last week.
He had two quarters out of completion.
Well enough to win.
Well, sorry. let me play out last week for you. Let's say he plays exactly like he did this past Sunday.
Yes.
Against the Rams.
Yes. Same stat line.
And let's use the details. Let's say he starts off hot, and then he cools down for two quarters, and he revs it up again.
Yes.
I think they probably win.
Yes.
But I think back to an hour ago, we played the clip of Mike Mayock saying he thinks the game could be like the Packers game, but they have a better coach, and they have a better quarterback and better receivers. So here's how I think it would change, Hugh. If the Eagles go two quarters without a completion on Sunday, my guess is the Rams are going to score one more time than the Packers did. They're going to muster one more drive. You know what that means? If we don't do anything for two quarters, when we go into the fourth quarter, we're all biting our nails, and it's 19-17, and we're hoping to hold on. That's the fear about the Jalen's like disappearing act. That not that they're going to lose, definitely. It might make it really tight.
And you know what? If that happens, you know what I'm going to say?
Mm.
Damn, it's going to be a great week of having shows. Because we're going to the NFC Championship game, and everybody's going to be complaining about the quarterback, and we're going to be sitting here, and we're going to be talking about how much better Jalen Hurts needs to play.
You're not considering
about
the blood pressure of the whole stadium.
They'll be all right.
And me.
Listen, this is what y'all need. Listen, the blood pressure of the stadium, man. For all y'all that are going to have agita if that happens, let me tell you what to do. Get you some, some of them Tums. Take you some Tums to the game. Maybe eat a couple gummies. Help cool you off a little bit. Get you some gummies and relax. Because it might be that way. That's the beautiful thing about being in the playoffs. How did you feel? Let me take y'all back in the history a little bit for all y'all that had agita. Last drive of the game, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong with this, and if I am, please correct me. Didn't the Patriots have a ball on the last drive?
Yeah, Brady threw the bomb up to try to hit Gronkowski.
How did you feel then?
Nervous.
But didn't you feel? You felt alive, well, though, didn't you?
But
you felt alive.
This is
right?
not thrill-seeking. I'm trying to win.
No. But when Brandon got that sack, what did you do?
Jumped up and down.
I had a ball. Look at it like that, people. If it plays out the way that Job said it's going to play out and we have that moment, guess what? Mm. We going to Detroit next week. That's all that matters. That is the only thing that matters. I don't give a damn how we get there. I don't care as long as we get there.
I want to push back on one thing. The Tums I agree with. I'm going to buy myself some Tums for this weekend.
Just take a couple gummies,
man. No, Hugh. That you have to take that back. You know why?
Why?
I've seen you after a couple gummies. I need this crowd revved up, getting in Stafford's head. I can't have them falling asleep by the second quarter. No gummies. Wait till after the game for the gummies.
You know what? While you playing, I might catch me an Uber this weekend.
Yeah?
I might get me an Uber. Come to the game in an Uber so I can be mellowed out.
Uh-oh.